Hi, Kate. Sorry I'm late. I had an unbalanced washing machine.
Oh
I had to it was just going to go through spin forever, and I had to find the right time to manually shut it off, so I did.
okay, no worries. I thought maybe I had the wrong way.
I had washing machine issues, so yeah.
Oh, I hate it when that happens because you're trying to get there really fast. Mine makes this terrible noise. I've learned that mine only has two settings instead of four. It's like low and high when it comes to water, and the dryer only has one extra hot.
Oh, I've ruined
Yeah,
more clothes that way.
everything shrunk when I moved here, but whatever,
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
Oh, a little better today than yesterday. So William's been in the cone or with vet wrap for 2 weeks now, and he's showing no signs of stopping irritating the thing. He didn't bother it while he was at the groomer yesterday. He did really well, but she had him distracted. So I'm gonna see what Rachel says on my reading tonight, and talk to them about scheduling the removal early, because we can't leave him in a cone for till October. We just can't.
Yeah, bless his heart. Well, I'm sure that will go well.
One way or the other, it'll be fine. But
Yeah.
the vet wrap fell off on his walk, and somehow or other, he got a chance to go after it. So
Oh
it wasn't
no.
bad. Rachel says it really itches. He doesn't understand why it popped up. He doesn't understand why it's there, and it really itches. So there's no reason for him to suffer.
Yeah. Does the co have you tried putting coconut oil on it?
No, that's something I could try.
The reason I ask is that for me, the shingles itch and they hurt, but they start out with itching, and I can put coconut oil on them and they don't itch. I mean, it's like almost instantaneous stop the itching.
Wow.
Yeah. Now I don't know if that works for dogs, but I've used it when, well, I used it on the owie that Magic got on his toe, and he had a spot when we were in Colorado when he was a baby. Somehow he scratched right above his eye and it swelled.
Oh dear.
I mean, it was like he would I somehow he, I don't know if he hit it on something on the deck that I didn't see, or if he scratched it with his paw with a sharp nail, but it was right above his eye and it swelled, so I saw it, very easily, and I put coconut oil on it. It took the swelling down and it healed really fast. So for him, coconut oil works really well, and if they eat it, it's no big deal.
Well, it might be for them because of his pancreas and
Oh,
liver enzymes.
yeah. Well, it's not like he's going to have a teaspoonful. It would
No.
just be enough, because just enough to melt on your finger would, and you might try it and then wrap it, put it on there and then wrap it. Or because if you don't wrap it, then you could get it on other things depending on how much you put on there.
Well, if he has, I wrap the vet wrap really loosely, so there's no chance it's going to cut off circulation. It's just hanging onto the fur, and he doesn't bother it. So that seems to be the best plan. But if it gets wet, then it has to dry out before he can go back under the vet wrap. So that's what's happening right now because he got quite wet on the walk. So.
Well, just a thought, especially if it's
Yeah.
bothering him with the itching, if it will help with the itching stop.
Yeah.
But it may not. I just know that
It
it
does for
definitely
magic.
works. Yeah, and it's worked for me as far as the itching is concerned. But now, I do the pulling with the coconut oil too, and my teeth used to be really sensitive, and they're not now. I do pulling with the coconut oil every day.
You still do?
Yeah, at least once a day, sometimes twice a day, but at least once a day, every day. And my sister will have like a sore throat or something, and she won't. No, she's not pulling with coconut oil. She's not gonna do it. I'm like, okay, well, it, and it probably won't work for everyone, you know.
Especially not if you don't believe it will.
Well, there's that too. But you know, it's so freaking humid here that fortunately I have there's a humidifier in the basement. But if I boil water for spaghetti or boiling
Oh.
eggs, I need to turn the fan on to suck that moisture out, or I'll get a sore throat.
Yeah.
And when I do, I pull with the coconut oil and boom, it's gone. You know, so for me, coconut oil works great.
I have some. I have an unopened jar, so.
Okay. So, how's everything else with you?
Oh, there was a big peeing contest last night between the two board members that strike sparks on each other. And I got caught in the middle, and so what came up at my counseling appointment was we talked about my brother and how, we were working on forgiveness. And it's like I understand where he's coming from. He's a totally different person now. I really like and appreciate him. I understand why he did it. But as she said, the damage was still done. And I'm carrying the body never forgets. And I'm carrying it. And that is probably why my cortisol is up all the time. And that is not good for my blood sugar. She had gestational diabetes, so she's experienced in managing acute diabetes. So I am sitting with that, being extra hyper alert, and see, it's like I'm a really mild version of what Michael went through from his really bad PTSD. Like, he could see an accident coming and drive away from it, whereas I'm just oblivious to what's going on around me. I'm just on my lane. And he's done that. He did that, a couple times where it was clear that an accident was headed for us and he managed to evade it because he was so hyper alert. But it's certainly not serving me well now. And it's just like I'm not even I don't even think I'm ready to address fixing it. I'm still kind of processing that I have it.
Okay.
So I mean, I know that more meditation would be really wise. And more, like you say, doing the chakra clearing stuff, couldn't hurt, certainly, if not help. I'd like to know a little bit more about the anatomy part of how that works to understand it better. But I hadn't caught the connection between being hyper alert as a kid and 'cause I have a really wild startle response if somebody comes up behind me or grabs me. It shocks people.
Yeah, I get that. Fred used to come up and stand at the door of my office and just stand there and watch me and not say anything. And then when I would see him, I would jump and freak out, and then he'd be mad at me. And so I totally get that. And it's not okay. It's not okay for people to do that to us.
But it's like because I'm working on such really hard stuff, I don't really have the desire to work on some of the stuff that I usually do for church, translating for people. Listening. Anyway, Reverend Carey arrives tomorrow, so today is going to be tidy up. But we've got some really contentious Well, the two people will not be at the meeting. They're that are virtually lifting their legs on each other. Only one of them. So at least that will be better. I think it's going to be productive and cordial. So,
Don't
but
neither
it's like
one of them are
I
gonna
don't. Pardon?
neither one of them are gonna be at the
Yeah,
meeting
one
with
of them
her?
is. One
One
of
of
them.
them is. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know where I was going. It doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry.
No, it doesn't. I just
I
don't.
don't
Oh,
wanna
I know what
be
it was. I don't feel
okay.
like. I just don't have it. Maybe it's the bandwidth, but Reverend Carey suggested that I write down everything I'm doing for the church so that I can figure out what to release. And it's a lot. I mean, I don't even think about it until I start doing it. It's like, oh, yeah, I need to add that to the list. But I would say I spent at least 3 hours yesterday on church stuff. I spent all afternoon on Monday, which was supposed to be my day off. Now I did get the branding manual review done, and I got the laptop ordered. So I had nobody was bothering me, so I got that done. That's been on my plate for a long time. But it's like so you had suggested that I get rid of the, that I remove the paper from William's Temptation, and he was going after something again, and so it's like, okay, I pulled that stuff out, I put it in a box, and I started going through it, and it's like, yeah, I can release two-thirds of, at least two-thirds, maybe three-fourths of what's in it, but there again, it's like it takes time,
Time, yeah, it does take time.
and I'm happy to let it go, but my whole house is full of things like that that I need to go through. And that's the part that is easily discouraging because there's still so much.
Yeah. Maybe deciding on what area would be the easiest to do that would reap
Have the
the
biggest
greatest
payoff.
reward. Yeah. Whether it's something that you can visually see and that's why it would reap the greatest reward, or, like cleaning off your desk area. How did you do with cleaning up the desk area?
Progress, but it's got a long way to go. There's just so many things that need to be done, and they're in stacks, but they still need to be done. I nibbled away at checking the bill pay for my utility bills. So that's done and filed. So that was one stack. But yeah, it's a big desk. I think it's not quite, is it, I think, guess it's 5 feet wide. And it's what, three feet deep, maybe a little bit more. So there's a lot of space on it that's full of stuff that is visually overwhelming.
Yeah, I totally get it. Jesse's generation is not about paper trail. Her desk has nothing but a keyboard and the monitors on it and the mouse.
And
And
probably her
she has a
phone.
drawer. She has a drawer to put the keyboard and the mouse in.
Wow.
And it just amazes me. How can you work without touching the paper? Somehow we have to be more like that. I don't know. I never thought I'd be able to use Kindle because I like holding a book in my hand. And now it is very hard for me to hold a book in my hand to read because I can outline, I can highlight, I can take notes, I can mark stuff in the Kindle. And I can take it with me everywhere I go, and I have all these books right. Oh, I can even look up stuff on the internet. I can look up a word because I don't understand what it means. Whatever it is. And I didn't think I'd ever be able to get there, but now it has happened. And it's more fulfilling than holding a book in my hand.
Yeah. And I found that as I get a little arthritis in my hands, that holding a large book for hours doesn't work very well anymore. So
And you can prop a candle up.
I do. I have pillows that I prop it on so that it's at a good height.
It's amazing how we can shift when we apply it, you know.
It takes bandwidth to learn it though, and that's like I have an electronic cutting machine that I've had for at least 3 years, maybe four. They've already come out with a replacement for it that I have not had the bandwidth to learn. And it won't take long. It's just you just have to concentrate and focus, and I haven't had it.
So how much is it's, it okay, so there's a whole bunch of moving parts here. That which one is the loudest that's causing you the most distress? 'Cause you've got, you know, working on forgiveness with your brother, which is huge. You've got the church, you've got the clutter, you've got
I still
William
haven't
is
finished my 2024 taxes, and that's like, but again, every time I put it away, then it takes a while to figure out where I was and get started on it. But I think August is when the next deadline is, although I filed and paid, so, but it's like, no, I need to be starting on the getting things ready for 2025 so that when the end of the year comes, I can get them to the CPA right away.
So
Anyway, that's another, and I have every other week appointments with a friend to work on finances, and usually it gets used somehow some other way. So now I think yeah, Monday I have an all day work day with friends where we check in every 2 hours, and I will get a lot done then, but that's not going to help before this weekend.
Okay, so if you put a pin in, if you're doing the taxes on Monday, if you put a pin in that, because that's going to be handled on Monday, it's off your plate for today. What's the next thing that's weighing on you and causing you distress?
Well, for today, I need to tidy things up for the company. And I made a big progress yesterday because some of the things that were in my closet were magazines that William has been chewing on. So some of those are out. I haven't gotten all of them out, but they were in the spare room. So yesterday I went through and decided these are going to go in a little free library. These are getting recycled. These I'm going to see if a friend wants. So that's decisions made.
Oh, great. Great
So I
progress.
have been, and I think I know what I've got a couple more ideas on that sewing machine. Because if I could donate it, then I would get a really nice tax write-off. So I'm going to see if there's a place, because they're selling it used for $4,000.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
It was an expensive machine. I mean,
Yeah,
yeah.
it sounds like it. So you would be able to take a, if you donated it, you'd be able to get a $4,000 write-off. Okay,
Which
awesome.
would be easier than selling it if I could make it work. So I'm thinking there's some treasures that I've been putting off because I don't know what to do with them. But maybe the answer is to donate them, get the tax write-off, and get them out of my hair. So at least I'm making decisions.
Yes, you are. And you know, again, if there's anything that you can do that you can start, you can see visually that reward, those are the priority things because you're going to feel that fulfillment of getting it done. So with the church, you said that you ended up in the middle of their experience. How did that work out? Were you able to resolve that, or did it just kind of leave with everybody's upset?
Well, I told the person who felt aggrieved, not to answer the emails. and that I would run it by Reverend Carey. And then I went back to another one where, so neither one of them, the problem with email is there's no inflection. So what she read out of something was a rather a direct dig, and she felt it as an attack. Whereas I think what happened was there was a confusion between which report was provided. And so I went back to her today and said, I think this may be the two reports may be confused. You look back and I don't have the detailed report, which I maybe what she was asking about. So hopefully that diffused it. But basically, I told her, don't answer it and don't worry about it.
Well, we have to remember Mercury's in retrograde. So, especially with emails, like you say, there's no inflection of voice, and there's no way to ask the question right away of what did you mean about this? Instead, it's going back and forth with email. Same with, text messages, same thing, where there's no inflection there. And it's easy for people to take what you've written and they don't read every word. And so then they're upset. Because you said this, well, that's really not what I meant, or really not what I said. So I take, Mercury retrograde is a get out of jail free card. I mean, that's the way I look at it, because when everything starts to go to hell in a handbasket, I have no control. And just like putting in the username and password to That was, I can still see that. I can see her email. I can see where I typed it in. I hit enter and it opened to my account and I just totally lost my control. And I was like, how did that even happen? Then your brain starts trying to figure it out, and there's no figuring out. There's no way to figure that out. And so I got out of it and I tried to duplicate it and it wouldn't work. And then I got into my account and it worked. And I was like, okay. And then I got into one of the other accounts. It was the WTWP time capsule accounts for everyone. Their login page, you know how when you start typing, it'll try to populate. If you've got that set up in your browser, well, I've had that set up in my browser. It populates. But you have to type the whole thing or it will not accept it. It's like you started typing and you stopped, even though it populated.
Oh.
I've never had a username password program that did that you had to type it all out manually. If it populated, it would take it, but this won't. And that's what that was, which meant that I really did type it all in there and it still opened to the wrong account. So, yeah, Mercury retrograde has to be a get out of jail free card because you have no control. It's just going to happen. And when Mercury goes direct, it'll be fine.
Okay, I will throw that in there that perhaps that is interfering with communication.
Jesse's going to New York the end of July next, well, a week from Tuesday. They're going to New York for work, but she's taken Jet Landon and Amanda with her because others are bringing their families and they're doing things together. It's
Nice.
her company's something else. So they're going to pay for the hotels and all the transportation and a couple of the meals for everyone.
Wow.
Yeah. So I told her, I said, Jesse, Mercury's in retrograde, even though you didn't get your tickets until, before you got it before it actually went retrograde. We were in the post shadow. So please just double check everything. So one of the hotels she was going to stay at wasn't whatever the initials are for gay people, all the gay folks, that it wasn't supposed to be user friendly for them. And so she called them and they were horrified that something came up that showed that they weren't friendly to, because they participate in Pride and all these other things. And I was like, the first thing I thought was, You shouldn't even have to look at that. I was horrified. So,
Well, especially in the South, by golly, I would.
well, but they were going to New York.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. But anyway. So we just have to double check everything and make sure that our communication is as good as possible. And I even had a hiccup with Landon. They called me yesterday and I'm talking to him and he's not answering me. And I'm just like, Landon, if you don't respond to me, if you're gonna ignore me, I'm just gonna hang up. And he wasn't responding to me and I hung up and Jesse called back and said he couldn't hear you because his phone was hooked up to the headphones because he'd had to use the headphones the night before. So it wasn't him. It was a miscommunication thing going there. And so I felt a little bit bad about hanging up on him. We both got over it. Like, huh. Okay.
Well, his mom was smart to figure it out.
Yeah, I was really happy. And I told her that. I said, thank you for figuring that out. Because I'm sure that was frustrating for both of us because he couldn't hear me either. So, but anyway, we got it worked out. So Reverend Carrie, you guys are having a meeting on Saturday with the church, right? Okay.
With the board.
With the board.
Just the board.
Wow, so everything should get resolved just fine on Saturday, right?
Well, we'll make a lot of progress. New things will come up, but we will make a lot of progress.
Yeah. And she comes back once a month, right?
Right, she's going to be back the last weekend in August.
Okay. Wow, that's great. That's great. Oh. Well, you won't know what her topic's going to be, right? What she'll talk about in August.
I doubt that she will know right away, but she did know 2 weeks out, and I didn't think to tell you. So I
Okay.
need to make a note to be sure, mental note to be sure and let you know as soon as I know. I am
Okay.
expecting that we will hear next week about the logo.
Oh, great. Okay.
So you still have the branding manual, right? Or should I send it to you again? I had to take a
Maybe.
quiz on it. That was the hold up. I hadn't re watched the movie and reread the thing and answered the quiz. So
I've got two folders, one for clients and one for website clients, and I need to combine that. I'm having to look in both places to make sure. I have a lot more files for you than I thought I did.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
We've been together, you've been doing the website well over a year, haven't you?
Yeah, in November it'll be
Wow.
2 years. Oh, here we go. UWM branding manual.
Okay, you have it. And it has not been updated, so.
Okay. 23 pages. Okay. Gosh, I hope that we adhered to that.
It had the colors and suggestions about pictures. And it's interesting because unity.org has used that little boy picture.
They have.
So it must be on whatever stock photos they're using
Wow.
as well.
That's
But it's a
cool.
perfect picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now when I get access to the resources, I'll let you know because it's got some stock photos that we can use free of charge.
Oh, okay.
So,
Okay, I think we got that from Unsplash. It's called unsplash.com. I think that's where we got all the pictures.
And they're probably and as I recall, there is a list of pre-sites that in
Oh,
the
in the
resources.
manual. Oh,
Not
okay.
necessarily in the manual, but in the maybe it is. We're going to have access to a resource page that I don't have access to yet.
Okay. Well, anything that, they're not in agreement with, we can change it. It's not that big a deal.
No,
We can go in and change.
we were pretty specific that we followed it.
Okay. Okay. Good.
And it's funny because the manual now is not available on the website the way openly. You have to get it through the manager of the program. So it's a good thing I downloaded it when I did. Or we
Okay.
wouldn't have had it.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking that when I asked about what her Reverend Carrie's theme will be to that she's going to talk about, I could go ahead and add it to the
The
email that's
upcoming.
going out if you know what day she's going to be there, and then we can update it with the what she's going to talk about
Okay,
whenever you get that information.
she will be there on August 31st is her
Okay.
weekend back.
Okay. And of course, if that changes, then we can update that too.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Now, do you already know when she's going to be back in September? Okay. All righty.
It
Okay,
was
so
pretty
how are you?
amazing that we got August taken care of. Hopefully, we'll be able to look at September while she's here, but I don't know.
It's great to have everything planned out and lined out, but the changes that that's happening all over, it's almost impossible to do that. And I think that's one reason why people are having a hard time like committing to, doing classes and stuff is because everything just kind of seems like it's up in the air. I personally think that 2026 next year will start to feel more settled. It feels more settled right now to me, even though it's not here yet. But I feel that everything that's happening between now, like in the end of the year, there's going to be a lot of stuff come out that, lies can't hide in the darkness anymore because there's no darkness. The light's coming in. But because of all that light coming in, there's all this opportunity for support and growth and deciding on boundaries, which are so important for our growth. And we're getting this opportunity, unfortunately, which is not fun to draw that line in the sand for the boundaries. And I love that Reverend Carrie is asking you to delegate and getting a clearer picture on everything that you are doing because there are other people that can help with all of that. And I know you love the church and you're there and you're supportive and everything, but
It's getting to be too much.
it's, yeah. And there are other people that they may need to have what you can delegate to them. It may be a part that fulfills them in a way that is being unfulfilled right now. So the list of delegating things, oh my gosh, I keep seeing 11-11 and 111. And 12-12, and I just popped up 111 on my computer. I can't tell you how many times during a day I see those numbers. It's crazy because you should only be able to see them four times, For whatever reason, that's not happening for me. Oh, geez, and I totally lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry.
I'm not the only one.
No, most definitely not. And you know, there's even a sense of you're doing something, and then next thing you know, you're going, "What am I even doing? Who am I? Why am I standing here?"
That's been happening to me a lot. I'll think of something, and 30 seconds later, it's like, what was
It's okay. You're not losing your mind. I know. I felt like I am losing it, you know, but I'm listening to other people that, you know, I normally listen to who are talking about that very thing happening, you know. And this one poor Nancy Rebecca, I've shared her information with you. She does it live. You know, just like, just thought is gone. And she'll just say, "I totally lost my train of thought," and then it'll either come back or it won't, you know. And she just keeps going, and I love that because we're all so human, you know. And it's okay to be human. It's safe. See, that's the thing, that we don't feel safe.
And it tells other people that it's safe to be human.
Yes. Yes, it does. It absolutely does. Yeah. Wow. So if you have to, before I forget, if you have to make an appointment for William during one of our times, you know, we'll work that out. So don't, you know, put him first on what you can do to take care of him. 'Cause I don't want you to be worrying about, "Well, I've got this meeting with Kate." Don't put any anxiety there. We'll figure it out. Just get him taken care of.
Yeah, it's been a week since he chewed it up. Or has it been 2 weeks? It'll be
It's been
two
a
weeks on
while.
Saturday since he
Yeah.
chewed it, and he's been in the cone. It's been an issue since 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks yesterday, so he's either been in the cone or vet wrap for 2 weeks.
Wow. That's a long time.
And poor thing will have to be in it again for 2 weeks when he, or 10 days when he has the surgery. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll get resolved quickly. So, how did you do with the therapist and forgiveness with your brother? Did that become too much, or do you feel like that went smoothly?
Well, it just opened up a lot of one thing we did was we tracked through time how you attract the same relationship. And she said, "What would you do if that happened again?" And I said, "Well, I think I've got the skills now to either not get into it or get out right away."
Okay.
I feel quite confident about that. But even the situation at church, they're both very strong personalities and they just strike sparks against each other. But one of them, well, it's Grace, I'll tell you, it's Grace. She has a very strong driver personality to the point where you feel like your energy is getting sucked out of you. And, she sees it as a total strength, but anything taken to excess is not good. And so I think what she isn't seeing is that if she wasn't so forceful, other people would do things, and then also she won't accept help. So she wants to do it her way. So I think if we could scale her back a little bit, but she's being very pushy about things that she thinks are right, and it's rubbing people the wrong way. It's rubbing me the wrong way, and it's rubbing
Well,
that other person. And Reverend Carrie is sees it.
Well,
So
getting her off the board is going to be a huge relief. Is
she's
she
off the board.
she's off the board,
Yeah,
but she's still.
she had to resign from the board when she took the paying when we started paying her, but now she doesn't need the money, so she wants to get back on the board.
So how long has she been off the board?
Since February. Not long enough. And
Okay.
The thing that hasn't been sprung on the rest of the board is Reverend Carey thinks the board is too large. It's a fourth of our congregation. That's really too many people, too big of a percentage. And a church this small, normally it's 3 to 5. So if we cut the board back, you can't eliminate a position with someone who's still in the middle of a term. So we wouldn't want to reappoint. What she wants to do is be reappointed back onto the board to her, the position she left. But if we're going to cut the size of the board, we don't want that sixth person, whether it's her or anybody else. So
So,
that's Reverend Carey's to talk about, not mine.
well, and that takes that off your plate.
Yeah, I
It's
told
not your
her,
deal.
you're handling that one.
Good for
And she's
you.
like, yeah. But something that's kind of interesting in a full-time situation, the minister supervises the office person, not the board. And so, because there was no minister, we were all kind of like, and she didn't have a job description, and there was, wishy-washy about how she got paid, and a lot of consternation. So if Reverend Carey is willing to take that on, even though she is only a minister of record, then all that can go away.
Yeah, that's completely off your plate then.
So hopefully that's one of the things we're going to talk about.
Oh, good. Good. So even though she's been off the board for like 4 months, she's still causing havoc.
Because she's the administrator.
Okay. And now Reverend Carey will be administrating her as the
Well,
administrator.
I hope she's willing to pick that up.
Okay. Okay.
But
Okay.
she has very strong ideas about how things should be done. And so if the board says one thing, she's still been coming to board meetings, which is not a good thing. So she said she would just come and be available for questions and not talk, but she talked. So that's one reason. She's got another commitment tomorrow, and that's or Saturday, so that's good. But so some of the peeing contest is the reports that she does. And I really think it was a miscommunication that there are two reports she does, one for the board and one for the congregation, and nobody got the board one. And that was supposed to go out 2 weeks before the meeting so that we could all look at the detailed finances. The one she provided was the one that would go to the congregation. It's just a total of expenses and income. But there's a breakdown of, the different categories. There's rent on the storage space, rent to Covington House, whatever we pay you, insurance, that breakout. She didn't provide that. And so she may be, hopefully that's the issue, and that she will provide that.
So will Reverend Carey be able to tell her don't show up at the board meetings? If they have questions, they'll reach out.
I'm sure she will handle it appropriately.
But
But
she can do that. That's something she can do.
yeah.
Okay.
And the tricky thing is that there's two spouses that come all the time, and one of them is extremely valuable to the way the board functions. She's a past president. The other one was on the board, had a stroke, and we're not sure he realizes he's not on the board still. His wife is took his place. So anyway, he comes to board meetings and he doesn't say much, but so what would have to happen is that Reverend Carey would have to say, no visitors. If we can't have them if we're going to exclude Grace. And that was her point. If you've got those two
Oh.
guys there, then you can't exclude me. So
Wow. Well, that is tricky. And you kind of need one of those people, right?
yeah, but what may happen, what I kind of hope will happen, is that her husband's been the treasurer and he's been on the board forever, and he's in his 80s and he's got some health challenges, and he was only willing to go for one more year. But if she that we had talked about that if he goes off, she would take his position, and then she would be there.
Grace would take his position.
No, the wife would take the position.
The wife would. Okay, I see. I see.
But
Okay.
there's you can't nominate yourself. So we're going to have a nominating committee, and the new requirements are going to be letters of recommendation and a background check, which is
Okay.
smart. You know, we've
Yeah.
Grace should have had a background check as soon as she started touching the money. And so should I, probably. Anyway, so I'm going to be scrambling to figure out who to get letters of recommendation from. And
Can I
that
write one?
was the thing. Probably I'm going to ask.
Okay, I'll write you one. I'll write you one.
We'll wait and see what happens because, you know, most of us have been retired for 15 or 20 years, and any letters of recommendation we have are so dated.
Yeah, I guess so. But you know, but letters of recommendation from the congregation, it would be really good, right? Or other board members.
We'll have to, that's one of the things we'll have to discuss because we're going to go through the bylaws. And that's in the new bylaws.
Wow, gosh, there's so much that's involved.
Yeah. There's a ton of details, and that was something else that took up a lot of time last week was going through the bylaws and going through the, oh, I know what else I finished Monday was I went through the entire 350 pages of the Washington State Nonprofit Handbook. I just skimmed the part that didn't have to do with the board, but I read through everything. So that was how my Monday that wasn't an off day. I was spent it on all the church stuff. So I probably spent 4 or 5 hours on Monday.
Yeah. But that's behind you now. That's all done. Everything that you had, that's good that that stuff is all done, right? It's complete.
Not
Wow.
hanging over me anymore.
Yeah, good. Okay. So did you put up some kind of little sticky about your chaos flush if you start feeling anxious to use that?
There was one. I'll put another one up. It fell off. So time to put another one up. It gets to the point where I don't see them anymore. Where's my little stickies? It's got to be a little sticky.
So, how do you think you're doing on breathing?
That's a good one. When I think about it, I do real well. I notice that when it's super hot, I take very shallow breaths.
That will
Chaos.
also make you tired.
Yeah.
The more shallowly we breathe, the more tired our or more quickly our body gets tired. I've caught myself sitting on the sofa like after I eat lunch. That's the worst time because it's like after I eat lunch, if I'm doing whatever to, you know, get ready to go back to work. It's like I stop breathing. And then I want to sleep. You know, I can't keep my eyes open. So it has I, and that's a habit that has to be changed. So I'm using my 15-minute timer again to remind me, you know, these little,
Yeah, to breathe.
yeah, these little guys. I got a package of them from Amazon. So I have them all over. I have them in the kitchen. I have them in here. And you have to hit it twice, once to turn it off, once to turn it back on. I miss the second one sometimes, and then it's like it's an hour later and it's like I haven't breathed in the whole freaking hour, you know? But yeah, keeping that breathing going. And the thing is that if you're taking deep breaths every 15 minutes, like, you know, sitting at your desk or sitting at your craft table, if you're doing that religiously every 15 minutes, that starts to become a habit that the body starts doing. So the more we can do that, the better off everything is.
And Mary's real good about not letting me go longer than 45 minutes or an hour.
Good for you.
But,
Magic's
you
usually
know,
just sleeping.
20 minutes, every 20 minutes, you're supposed to get up and stretch if you're sitting.
Oh. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that.
And what is it? Refocus your eyes 20 seconds for 20 feet away if you've been on the computer. I
That's a
forget
good
that
idea
too.
too. Or even just reading, you know. I even catch myself that when was the last time I blinked? You know?
When was the last time?
To blink your eyes when you're
Oh,
reading,
yes, that's a
you
real one.
know? Especially if it's intense and you're reading and you know and things are happening and people are getting their heads chopped off or whatever.
Well, it
And
happens more on
that's
the
always a
computer than reading.
Okay.
Tend to
I but
not
I
blink
do catch
enough.
I don't catch it on the computer, but I do catch it reading. That is like when did because I blink and it's like, wait a minute, when was the last time I even blinked?
I
Yeah.
see those eyes. I
Yeah,
know that.
I sat down here to because I took him out, came back in. I sat down. I said, "I'm going to have a call with Gail. You need to come over here and get in my lap." And he's just sitting there looking at me. And then he came over. I said, "I knew you'd show up." Yeah.
Oh,
So
that's funny.
before we complete, let me ask again about the forgiveness and with your brother and how you're feeling about that and how your therapist is taking you through that. How are you feeling about that?
Well, in terms of mentally, you know, I've worked through it. You know, for years, I feel pretty much, but there's still the somatic part of it hasn't let go. And the fact that it is still affecting me so strongly, you know, with the body remembers part, that's really pretty overwhelming.
I think that you know this the clearing of this energy centers, the chakras. Sorry, dude. The whole premise of that when Joe Dispenza's teaching on that is to clear out those kinds of things. Exactly what you're talking about. And when I created that, I think I have a recording of his. You know, you had looked at the one that is available on his website, and it's not the same one that I had. The music is different. It's more upbeat. It's moving too fast. If I can find that, I will send it to you. When I created my clearing the energy centers and the chakras, I used some of his technology or his terminology and some of mine. It's a combination of both. But the one he had was when I first started listening to it, I thought it was really good. It may not resonate with you, but if it does, it could be beneficial in moving out that old energy out of the body, transforming it, which is where you're going with your therapist, so it could be very supportive of that. Let me write that down. I'll see if I can find that.
The thing that throws me about your meditation is that it's not the chakras that I've always heard of. It's different places, and that just throws me for a loop.
Well, the last one is, and that's I got that from him because he separates the pineal gland and. Because he addresses the pineal gland between the throat and the back of the head. And then he goes to this behind the eyes.
Yeah, and
Now,
normally it's the third eye right here.
Right. So, and that's where that is behind the eyes. That's where he's talking. But he separates those two where normally they're lumped together.
Okay.
And I asked, there was, I think it was in a Joe Dispenza group that somebody was asking about that because he's got eight chakras and then the, then above
The crown chakra.
where, yeah, the crown chakra. Well, yeah, the crown chakra, but he doesn't even call it that. He doesn't even call it that. But we're used to just the seven chakras. We're used to
Yeah.
the seven chakras. That's what all the pictures are. That's what
Yeah.
everybody does meditations on. But he splits that up. And when he splits that
Okay.
up,
At least I understand it now.
yeah, they do different. They're he addresses them in two different ways. And I think that it makes it more powerful. And so in this group, I saw somebody was asking about it. And this one guy said, well, he had put together a book about that, and a book that he actually even had images of that, how that split up. And so I asked him about it and we started talking about it. And he explained just like what I was just saying to you in the how he had split that up. And it's kind of surprising that it wasn't split up in the beginning because
Well, there
it's
are a whole
two
bunch of
different.
other chakras in the body, like there's chakras in your in the palms of your hands, and when you get a Reiki attunement, that's what they open. And there's some in the soles of your feet. So, it may just be that it's not considered to be one of the main ones by, I don't know. Who
Yeah.
knows? Somebody just made it
Yeah.
up, so.
what I like about the way with Joe splitting that up, is that it's when you go to do the meditation, you can definitely feel the difference in the places.
Well, I will have an open mind and try it again with an open mind.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what it's doing. It's it because I was confused too. I was confused too. It's like, wait a minute. There's more, there's an additional step here. But in that separation, it just goes, I guess it's just more detailed in addressing the different parts of the body. But his does it, the one that I did do, does it, and I want to shorten that one
Yeah, that would be
because
great.
I 'cause 31 minutes is a long time to sit in meditation, especially when you've got dogs. Like, you know, I have to do that kind of thing when Magic's asleep. And inevitably I sit down to do it and then he's awake. So I totally get that. So if you're having your siesta time, if it's short enough, maybe you can do
Yeah.
it then. And if you have more time, you can do it twice. And if you do it once right after the other, it's really powerful then.
Okay.
It's really powerful then. But then, you know, this one, it's 31 minutes, then you're sitting there for an hour.
Yeah.
And an hour out of the day is a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, then we have to go, okay, what's most important to me? Well, it's healing my body,
Yeah, but if you
using the
do
power.
everything you're supposed to do, to take all the things people say to do, you have no time to get anything else done.
Yeah. So we have to figure out what works best for us. What works best. So I'll go ahead and if I can find that meditation, I'll send that to you and you can just take a listen and see what you
Thank
think.
you.
And I do still have it on my list to shorten the one that I do. But yeah, and maybe I should when I do that with people that aren't familiar with it, to preface with that we are going to split that one chakra into two energy centers and address it as two different ones. That's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that.
And then next Wednesday is the angel reading at 10:20, 10:30, 10:20, 10:30, 10:30, 12:30 for you.
Yes, 12:30 for me, 10:30 for you, and then maybe on Thursday at 12:30 my time, 10:30 yours. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, well, before I get up from here, I'll look and see if I can find that meditation, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the server and send you a link to it.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, well, if anything comes up, reach out, okay?
I will.
Sending you
Thank you
lots
so
of love
much.
back. You're
Take care.
welcome, hon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.